Lying to others can seem harmless sometimes. But Padre Pio believed otherwise. He saw every lie as a wound to the soul. These stories might just change how you view white lies forever. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. In today's video, we'll be looking at several moments from the life of Padre Pio that reveal just how seriously he took the virtue of truthfulness. These stories, drawn from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, show us that for Padre Pio, honesty wasn't optional. It was essential for the spiritual life. He didn't tolerate lies, not even so-called white lies. Quoting scripture, he'd say to his spiritual children, "The tongue is a fire that burns down a forest." And he reminded them that men will give account on the day of judgment for every careless word. Let's take a look at some of the examples the author shares. Nina Campanella once admitted during confession that she had told a few lies at home, but quickly added, "But I didn't hurt anyone." Padre Pio answered her plainly, "And what about the harm to your soul? Don't you consider that?" Another woman, who had recently begun walking more seriously in her faith, admitted to telling what she called small lies. Padre Pio gave her no room to hide. God is truth. But Padre Pio didn't only rebuke. He also taught with tenderness. In fact, it was often his gentleness that made the lesson even more unforgettable. Lucetta Penelli remembered one such moment. "I'm not a natural liar, but once, to avoid some trouble, I told my mother a lie. Of course, I had to confess it to Padre Pio a few days later. When she did, Padre Pio looked at her and asked, 'What's your name?' Confused, she replied, 'What do you mean, Padre? It's me. I asked what your name is. But Padre, I'm Lucetta.' And then he said, 'I know you're Lucetta, but do you know what your name means? It means light, and light cannot coexist with darkness. Do you understand?' Furthermore, to those who received the Eucharist, he would sometimes ask, 'That tongue with which you received Jesus, was it also used to tell lies?' Some argue that lies can serve a greater good, like Wanda Selich, who lied during World War II. She recalled, "It was during World War II. One day, I went to confession and admitted to lying in order to do good." Padre Pio replied, "Doing evil to achieve good? Think about it. If I could end this war with a single lie, I would not tell it. Just imagine the good that would come from that." These stories about Padre Pio and the virtue of truthfulness remind us how serious our words are in God's eyes. Even small lies can carry a heavy weight. But this is just one of many spiritual lessons by Padre Pio. To help you in your spiritual journey as you strive to live the gospel more fully, consider joining the Protected Children of Padre Pio. Your intentions will be remembered every month in a holy mass. You will be placing your life and those you love under his powerful intercession. Click the link in the description to begin this journey with Padre Pio. Now let's turn to the story of Enrico Medi, a man who took Padre Pio's words so seriously that it changed the course of his life. Professor Enrico Medi was a scientist, politician, and one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons. He cherished every moment near the friar, especially serving at his mass or listening to him speak in the garden. One evening, the topic was lying. Padre Pio insisted that because lying is, by its very nature, a sin, it is never permitted, not even in small matters. Medi, perhaps half-jokingly, asked, "But Padre, for us parliamentarians, is it really never permitted to lie?" The Padre, who spared no one, least of all his spiritual children, answered immediately, "And you're the one asking me that?" Silence fell. All eyes were on the politician. Medi's face turned solemn. And then he said, "Well then, Padre, I have no choice but to resign from politics." To which Padre Pio replied, "And what are you waiting for?" True to his word, Enrico Medi resigned from political life within days. He only returned years later at the urging of the highest authorities, and perhaps even Padre Pio himself, to run in Rome's elections as a man of integrity. Today, Enrico Medi is considered a servant of God, and his cause for canonization is underway. In conclusion, as the Catechism reminds us, the Eighth Commandment forbids misrepresenting the truth in our relations with others. A lie might not always harm others, but it always harms us. It wounds our relationship with God. And no matter the intention, no matter how small it seems, sin is still sin. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.